Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley Facebook, and I think we do have our guest on the line. LaMonica, are you on the line?
I am.
So I'm excited to welcome the program from ABC's designated survivor, LaMonica Garrett. LaMonica, thanks for calling, and I am pumped up for the show. I've not watched it yet, but the previews have just been absolutely tremendous because can you imagine this happening in our really happening? I mean, wow.
Yeah, the premise is it's eerily, you know, relevant. You know, what's going on right now with the election year and all that stuff. But just in general, the premise is it's creepy.
It is, because until for our listeners have not seen it, I mean, to imagine this happening where during a State of the Union address, everyone dies and all that's left is one cabinet member that has become president. Wow. I mean, LaMonica, I'm sure when you read the script, you said, oh my.
Oh, that script, it was a page turner. It was definitely one of those scripts that, I think Kiefer said he was planning on not doing it, but he had to read it just to give them a good answer why he doesn't want to do it. And when he read it, he said, this is one of the best scripts he's ever read. So he had to jump on it. And it was really that good. And it sometimes the script is really good and it doesn't translate into the, you know, the show after you shoot it. But I think we did a good job of capturing the essence of it.
And again, and to not spoil it, so people can definitely tune in to Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to, the second show of Designated Survivor. We're going to find out specifically what's happening, who was involved, things like that. But let's talk a little about your character, LaMonica, and then we'll get into specifically enough thinking about working with Kiefer Sutherland. I mean, come on now. Look at how unbelievable his last show was. What an opportunity for you, you know?
Yeah, no, this is definitely huge, and I've been a Kiefer fan since Lost Boys, and, you know, Stand By, like, old school, A Few Good Men. So when I had the opportunity to work with him, and during the audition process, I had three or four auditions for the show, and the last audition was to read with him one-on-one, and that was kind of surreal.
Right.
And that went really well, and it was just, it's a great experience.
So let's learn about your character in the show.
Yeah, my character is Mike Ritter. He's the Secret Service agent that's assigned to the Kirkland family and pretty much the White House. And he was with this family before all this happened. So he was familiar with the children. He was familiar with what they were going through. He was always around. And when Kiefer Sutherland, Tom Kirkman, gets thrusted into that presidency role, it's like this hurricane around him. Like, it all happened so fast and, you know, everything he knew was not there anymore. And everything was changing. But my character is pretty much that anchor, that calm in the storm that he could lean on, that unwavering presence, and kind of helps him get through this subtly.
So what kind of low member of the cabinet was Kiefer anyways? That just not to spoil a lot of what happened the first episode. Yeah.
He was a Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. So he was at that bottom ring of the ladder. Like, you're in the cabinet, but you're not really qualified. You didn't go through that grooming process to be a president. So it's kind of like an everyman ends up there.
Exactly. And it just shows you again how important, and we're going to see throughout the show, how important it is to have experience being the president, right? I mean, having more experience to be a leader like that, that's definitely going to be touched upon throughout the show.
Experience is everything.
Right.
Experience and preparation, but that experience, you know, like you can go through school, you could know everything you need to know, but when you're put in that situation, it's different. And every situation he's going through right now is different. And even if you have experience in a situation to be a president, the situation he's in, no experience prepares you for that. So he has a double load on his shoulders.
He definitely has.
It's really fascinating, you know.
He definitely has a something on his shoulders because, again, think about it. You know, a low member of the cabinet. Am I ever going to get the opportunity to be president of the United States? I was friends with the president. I got appointed. We all know those things, LaMonica, when you look at a cabinet in a lot of different ways. And now he's thrust into this. And again, it's a war. We don't know because we're not going to spoil this. People definitely got to tune in Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern to the second episode and then catch back up on demand for sure, LaMonica. I already told my wife, this is going to be one of our shows we're going to watch. Trust me. I said to her, but I have not watched it yet. That's why I'm kind of just trying to promote people tune in Wednesday. And I always catch up. I have 5 kids of my own, LaMonica. There's no way I'm ever going to catch up till the weekend. So that's why no one spoil anything. No one spoil anything for me. So your character again is keeping him grounded, protecting him and keeping him grounded and explaining to him the importance of the role he has now. And I mean, and again, he had a lot of friends that died in this too, right?
Yeah. And I think he knows the role. I think he knows the levity of what's going on, but sometimes you just need to escape. Like you just need to, is this really happening? You know what I mean? Like it feels like a dream because it happened so fast and his friends are gone. He has, you know, people that he was working with that same day, they're all gone.
Right.
And the only people that's there pretty much is his family and me.
Wow. So that it's like retooling everything. Yeah.
Everything. Everything he's known is yeah. I don't want to spoil it for you, but yeah, that's the gist of it, the first episode. And it's the way the writer and creators, they did it, they had the Capitol blow up within the first 5 minutes because it's not, the show's not about that. That's the premise of it. But they got that out the way, and now it's starting to put together the pieces. They wanted to get to him picking up the pieces, and I think that was really good how they arced that.
And we're going to see a lot of action too, aren't we, LaMonica? We're going to see a lot of action in this, aren't we?
There's going to be some action, and it's a smart, thought-provoking show. It's a political drama, so it's extremely timely with an election year and all that. And it has, that's one element. It has that crime drama, conspiracy thriller aspect, you know, the whodunit and why with the FBI storyline, trying to figure out where this happened or why this happened with Maggie Chu heading that up. And I think most of all, it's a family drama. You know, how did he keep his family together, not just the country? But he has a family that's kind of spiraling out, and he has to keep them tight. And I think there's something for everybody. For every different genre of television you like, there's a lot of those aspects in this show.
Okay, so we got everyone tuned in Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, ABC. But also, LaMonica, where can we follow you and learn more about you? Where can we go?
I'm also on a show called The Last Shift. I'm on Twitter at LaMonica Garrett, Instagram, LaMonica Garrett. And Facebook, LaMonica Garrett. So, yeah, and Wednesday nights, Mike Ritter.
Hi, and you're staying busy. Are you live tweeting at all? Are you getting involved in that at all with the live tweets during the show?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I did. I was in L.A. during the pilot, but now I'm back in Toronto, so I think we'll be live tweeting with the cast on Wednesday night.
Awesome.
Hopefully we're not working. But yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right, LaMonica, thanks for taking the time. Best of luck in the show and your other show as well. And people need to check you out. And I appreciate you coming on and talking about the show. All right.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care. Thanks again. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.